Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Pardon me if I'm skeptical about the ACC's new grant of media rights. This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. The nebulous announcement Monday that the ACC has agreed to a grant of rights of its 14-year TV contract to current and new members is a nice move to calm all the realignment jitters. But what does that mean exactly? The ACC is the fourth league to issue such a grant of rights, which I guess means that the league agrees to pay each member school the current and soon-to-be-escalated TV share if each school agrees not to go anywhere without having to pay the $52 million exit fee, or if it does, will have to pay back all of the media rights it has previously received from the ACC. Good luck with that. The ACC supposedly has several schools still on the radar of the Big Ten, one of the four leagues that already has such a grant of rights. Only its projected rights fees in 2017 is $42 million per school. So if an ACC member wants and needs that kind of TV jack to stay solvent, it will eventually leave with a message to the ACC. Sue me if you don't like it. Departing Maryland is already subject to the $50 million exit fee, and the Terps will tie up that puppy in court for years. The Big 12 is another league that has a so-called grant of rights, and if an exodus occurs, there won't be much left of the old Big 8 and former Southwest Conference to grant diminished rights to any remaining members. Texas is already fighting with everyone in the Big 12 over its disproportionate share of revenues, including that from the Texas Sports Network, and the Pac-12 is throwing Big 10-type numbers around if the Longhorns and Oklahoma head west to form a Pac-14. Then there is the SEC that does not have a grant of rights, which is kind of an admission that it really doesn't know to whom it will be granting such rights when the dust settles. Supposedly, the SEC still has its eyes on Clemson, Florida State, and Virginia Tech, just as the Big Ten has flirted with Virginia and Georgia Tech, and you know would love to have UNC and Duke. So all of this is just political posturing because TV money rules and will continue to at such payoff levels. All the BCS leagues are in Pasadena this week in meetings between the poachers and the poachees. They may make nice over where the new four-team football playoff is held, what it will be called, and who's on the selection committee. But the bottom line is this: TV money talks, and schools will walk to get more of it and keep their athletic departments from having to cut sports and expenses. This is Archansky. See ya.